This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Those of you who are intending to place a new landscape tree into your setting, some thoughts for you today on accomplishing that successfully. With Ward Upham along, horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension, tree planting takes some good preparation and good technique, doesn't it, Ward?
It certainly does, and it's a little bit different on whether you have a bald and burlap tree or whether it's container grown. So bald and burlap is going to be wrapped in burlap and then have little pins to hold that burlap in place. If it's container grown, it means it grows in a pot. If it's bald and burlap, before you dig your hole, you need to check to make sure that there isn't too much soil on top of that ball. Oftentimes in a nursery, when they control weeds, they'll throw dirt against the trunk of that tree. And that needs to be taken off until you get down to what we call the root flare. That's where that trunk starts to swell and those roots form. There may not be any there, okay? It's possible. But sometimes there can be as much as 6 inches on top of that root ball that needs to come off.
So that'll tell you how deep to plant.
That'll tell you how deep you plant it, because you don't want that tree planted any deeper than it needs to be. Because if you have a depression there, water collects, you can drown that tree because water collects and you've driven out all the oxygen. Those roots need oxygen just as much as they need water.
It gets right to digging of the hole and doing that right. Depth and width is what that's all about.
Yeah, so I mentioned the depth, no deeper than what that tree was sitting in the nursery or where that root flare starts. But that width is also very important. You want it at least 2 to 3 times as wide as the diameter of the root ball. And the reason for that is you want those roots to go into that surrounding soil easily so that tree can get established quickly. Now there's a question of organic matter. You know, you can add organic matter if you add the organic matter to the top of that soil and mix it in before you dig your hole. What you don't want to do is dig the hole, mix organic matter with that fill soil and put it right back in. Because if that soil is a heavy soil, you're going to fill that hole up with water and again, you're going to drown your tree. But if you add your organic matter, mix it in before you dig your hole, you should be okay. Especially if you make it at least 2 to 3 times the width of that root ball. So probably about 2 inches on top, but feather it out toward the edge of that hole. Roots do not like to go from one type of soil to another. And so you want to make sure that that transition from high organic matter to low organic matter is gradual. Then you can dig your hole, and then you're ready to set the tree.
As far as the hole size for container grown, different rules here?
It'll be the same. Again, that root ball is going to be smaller than it is with bald and burlap. Mm-hmm. And so you probably want to go 3 times instead of just twice. But when you take that plant out of that pot, you're going to notice most of those roots are going to go in a circle. You've got to stop that from continuing to happen. A couple of ways to do that. One is just to take your fingers and fleff those roots out on the outside of that root ball. Or you can take a knife and cut about 1 inch deep on all 4 sides of that root ball. What you don't want is those roots to continue to go in a circle, because that can damage that tree and it really slows the establishment. And so either of those methods will get those roots out into the surrounding soil. So again, that tree can get established quickly.
So you've done the preparation, you've placed the tree in the hole, proper depth, proper width. What's next?
So now you need to water it in.
Right.
Make sure that you have good contact between the soil and those roots. You don't want any air pockets. What a lot of people will do is fill that hole halfway full, water it in once, and fill it the rest of the way, and water it in a second time. That makes sure you get plenty of water and good root soil contact. And then from then on, you're going to water maybe once a week, unless you have rain. You know, if you have enough rain, you don't have to worry about it. That first year is going to be really important to keep that tree watered and the surrounding soil watered so those roots can move into moist soil. One other thing, you don't need to fertilize. That first year, fertilizer doesn't produce anything, any new growth or anything. So after the first year, you can go ahead and fertilize. It's not going to hurt anything to fertilize that first year, but it's not going to help.
It's just about that time to plan to dig that hole for that landscape tree you'll be investing in soon, and these are good tips to follow toward that end. Ward, thank you for coming over.
You bet.
That's Kansas State University horticulturist Ward Upham, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.